You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Okay, take it easy. We're going on the air.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
You want to win some HTO? Now is your chance. A free iced tea, more than 25 flavors to choose from, sweet and unsweet, and a free iced or hot coffee drink featuring free rain coffee. You can win one of each right now at any of the three Wichita Metro locations, East or West Wichita or in Derby. All you got to do to win is text the keyword tea to the short code 20357. That's tea to 20357. You can enter once per day. Message and data rates apply. Good luck, everybody. We come back here to Sports Daily. And Tommy, we have talked a little bit kind of bird's eye on the World Series. We probably won't have time tomorrow when we get game one. So let's look at this series and kind of make some predictions. I can tell you that I really would prefer if the Dodgers win this series, but man, I'm kind of liking the matchup for the Yankees a little bit more.
Does that simply come down to just the lineup from top to bottom, or
no? It's the pitching. It's the rotation. The Dodgers rotation isn't very good right now. Now they can do a lot of things to get through that. The futures market right now, the Dodgers are slight favorites, and again, I would really prefer the Dodgers win this. I just think the Yankees bring a whole lot more starting pitching that we can, you know, get a feel for coming into it. So for me, it's hard to not take that as the thing, because I think both of these lineups are great. Although I think the Dodgers is better. I think both the bullpens have enough arms. Just that starting pitching advantage seems to pretty clearly be with the Yankees.
I think the interesting thing about the Yankees this season is that, you know, really what they've become known for over the last, I don't know, 10 years, maybe even further back than that, probably the last time they won a World Series, is that it's a team that is usually full of star power, but they typically underperform. They typically, yeah, you know, don't live up to the expectations. And whether or not those expectations are fair or unfair year in and year out, we can debate that all day long, but they're real. It's the reality. And they've underperformed. But this is the first time in a long time that the Yankees collectively as a whole have not underperformed their expectations. They're right there. Now, individually, there are going to be players that you're going to look at and you're going to say, you know, yeah, like they need to probably come alive more in a World Series to have a great chance to win. Everybody knows the historical struggles that Aaron Judge has had in the playoffs over the course of his career. So that's really where you're going to start when you start talking about underperforming expectations. But they've been able to make up for it with guys like Giancarlo Stanton and others that have just absolutely blown up in the postseason. You're going to have to collectively have everybody when you're taking on a lineup like the Dodgers. You're going to have to keep pace offensively. Now, if the rotation for the Yankees, obviously headlined by Gerrit Cole, if they're able to neutralize that Dodgers offense, easier said than done. Even if you've got great pitching and the Yankees do, the Dodgers lineup is so potent. Then I think it does shift back to that Yankees lineup to try to keep pace as best as they can.
I think the winning, you know, team here is going to have to score a ton of runs. I think they both probably will score a lot of runs. It's just like in the first four or five innings, it'll be advantage Yankees. But, and I thought their bullpen did a really nice job against the Royals. I do. And I'm, you know, a lot of what I'm going from is what we've seen in the postseason. The Dodgers and the Dodgers can totally come in here and outslug everybody. I'm going to tell you right now, and I don't root for the Dodgers normally, but it'll be far easier for me to root for Freddie Freeman and Mookie Betts and Shohei Ohtani than it will be the Yankees. So I don't have this like long-term hatred of the Dodgers like I do the Yankees. They just spend a ton of money now, so I'm kind of tired of that. But I like Kershaw. I like a lot of the players on that team. So it's a pretty easy root for the Dodgers moment for me, but you're a National League guy. You may be on the opposite side of that. It's just that the Yankees, growing up, the Yankees were the soul crushers for me in baseball. So I can't have them win in a World Series.
If they were the soul crushers to anybody, they were the soul crushers to me. Because when I was a kid, it was the Braves and the Yankees in the World Series basically every year, and the Yankees always beat them. So I get it. I mean, I'm right there alongside you. You know, I grew up not liking them, not wanting them. I mean, it was just everything you could think of going all the way back to the 96 World Series where the Yankees just, that was kind of when, you know, obviously Joe Torre had just gotten there and Derek Jeter had come up and all of that. And then they went on their run of dominance. And so, yeah, I get it. And I'm a National League guy by nature. So I don't really have a problem with the Dodgers all that much, although in recent years they've been the kryptonite to my Braves in the playoffs usually. So that's not fun either. But I just think from a 30,000-foot view, not being a fan of either one of these teams, from a star power perspective, as we talked about earlier this week, it checks all the boxes. Just from that, in that regard, it's must-see TV. It's must-watch games in the World Series just because of Judge and Ohtani and obviously Garrett Cole and Mookie Betts and Juan Soto. I mean, you name it, like the list of the stars goes on and on.
So I'll tell you that it's a soul crusher. And I know that your Braves have, but you got to understand the Rangers, Tommy, have been a, until not now, but used to be, most of my life as like when you're the most emotionally invested, right? When you're a kid, the Rangers made the playoffs three times ever in like my entire life, 25, 30 years. And they won one game against the Yankees in their three postseason. They played the Yankees all three times and the other two times were sweeps. So they were 1-9 in those three series. So you go through most every season and your favorite team is usually like the worst team in baseball, you finally break through to the postseason just to get absolutely crushed by the Yankees all three times. I hate the Yankees so much. Beating the Yankees in, what was that, the 2010 ALCS was one of the most satisfying sports things for me in my entire life. I hate the Yankees. I don't like them at all. I will not root for anybody. I would root for anybody rather than the Yankees, anybody. But also I'm glad that's there for this World Series. I am like, I'm glad that they are there and I can hope that they get their souls crushed in this series. That's a good thing for baseball. I think the Yankees to me are the most hateable team in all of sports, always have been. Even more than the Lakers, even more than the Cowboys, if you're a Cowboys hater. Because I feel like if you're looking at the NFL, the Cowboys are probably the most hated and most loved team. But to me, the Yankees will always be sports' greatest villain. Always, always.
Yeah, I think we're arguing kind of about the same thing, that the Yankees right. just are the evil empire. But who's had it worse over the years? I mean, I can go back to Game 2 in the World Series in 1996, and the Braves won game two. They went up 2-0, and the Yankees won the next four games, won the World yeah. Series. And that game two, by the way, was the last World Series game victory that the Atlanta Braves had for 25 years until 2021. Yeah. So, I mean, come on. Like, and then they played them again in 98, yeah. and the Yankees
but at
swept
least you
them.
You had like, it just, all the like, division championships and all those things
cares?
In between. Like, we didn't have anything.
I mean, they won consecutive better. League title, like, you know, division titles and all of that. That was great. They should have won more than one World Series, and I blame the Yankees sure. for the reason why they didn't.
Those teams were so good. Man, those teams were good. Hate the Yankees. So if there are any Yankee fans out there, go fly a kite. Go Dodgers. We'll all put on the Dodger blue. Everybody but you will. And it'll be fun. It will add to the World Series. This will be a fun World Series. For a World Series where we don't have a vested rooting interest, this is going to be a fun World Series. Because you can root against the Yankees. Maybe you can root against the Dodgers if you so choose. But it's because of these star players. And I cannot wait to see Shohei Ohtani play in a World Series. Cannot wait to see him play in a World Series. I think if you're baseball, and I know, and I make fun of the ratings honks all the time. Like, of course this is going to be the most viewed. Of course it is. Like, that shouldn't surprise anybody, nor should it make that big of a statement to anybody. But I think the real win for baseball, more than anything else in this series, is getting Shohei on this stage. It's what they didn't get out of Trout forever. They get Shohei to this stage.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
And now the whole world can watch one of the greatest players, if not the greatest player we've ever seen.
I haven't looked at the odds for World Series MVP. I'm sure the odds on favorite is probably Stanton. Maybe. I don't know. Or at least he would be like a really popular pick because of what he's done this postseason. But I'm kind of with you. I mean, Ohtani being the World Series MVP, I mean, that would be the dream, I think, for Major League Baseball. And I think Judge, I mean, obviously Judge is a star also. But getting Ohtani in his very first World Series ever to take that game over and be the World Series MVP, that'd be my pick.
He is the odds-on favorite. Shohei Ohtani is. Aaron Judge is 2, Juan Soto's 3, Mookie Betts is 4. Now I'm gonna tell
Where's Stanton at? Is he not? He's not in there at all.
I'm gonna tell you, if you think that the Yankees are gonna win this World Series, you can get Stanton right now at 9.5 to 1. One of the great postseason hitters we've ever seen. You can get it 9.5 to 1. That's pretty appetizing. I'm just looking at BetMGM here. There are some really fun bets. Most steals, most RBI, most hits. Like there are some fun, most home runs. There are some really good bets and fun bets that you can make in this series. The total number of games in the series, like if you think it's good, you can basically get 2 to 1 if you think it's a 7-game series. There's a lot of fun stuff to do with it. I kind of like Stanton at a World Series MVP as much as any of it. 9.5 for that guy.
The crazy thing about this matchup, again, going back to the star power point of it, is that, you know, you go through the massive names, the Ohtanis and Judges and Sotos and, you know, all of that. And you don't even get to a point to where you're mentioning names like Freddie Freeman and Teoscar Hernandez, you know, yeah. It's not like Jack Flaherty is a Jazz Chisholm. Like there are names that are also stars in Major League Baseball that are overshadowed by the biggest in the game. And by the way, those players are also playing. So they're just from top to bottom. Like I don't know the last time that we've had a World Series with that much star power on both sides.
It's been a very long time. And the funny thing is, it's not coming from the rotations, right? You usually get to this point of the season and that star power has come in the starting pitching. Neither one of these teams are built that way this year. And quite frankly, neither team last year was built that way either. We've seen a little bit of a shift in baseball with that. Here's a fun one for you. One more bet to chew on here, Tommy. BetMGM has, will Shohei Ohtani throw a pitch in the World Series? 50 to 1 on yes. Now, I know he's been rehabbing, right? could you see a moment where they're in a situation in a high leverage bullpen moment where he comes in to pitch? One pitch, 50-1 odds.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. But then, like, the fact that it's there kind of made me, I'm like, man, if I'm Roberts and Ohtani is good, like his, and he's had enough time, I think, to be good, and he's rehabbed through, and you've got runners on first to second, first and second, you got a one or two run lead in the seventh or eighth inning, and they're like, I could see a scenario where you let Ohtani come in there and pump a little gas. I haven't paid enough attention to his rehab, though.
I think it's reckless, and I understand you're going for a championship, but that's it's a little reckless. I think it would be. I don't want to say never say never. I think it would be a long shot. I think it'd be a very long shot.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that it's all that different from him throwing a bullpen. If he's going to throw a bullpen, he's going to throw it as hard as he can, right? He's not going to let up. That's not the point of it. So, I don't know. It's kind of a fun thing to chew on. I hadn't really considered that, but until I saw that bet, I don't. They may say that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard, but maybe not. It'd be fun. It'd be awesome to see. You want to talk about juicy storylines. That'd be fantastic.
What are you, saying? Dodgers win, Yankees win. What do you think? How many games? What's your prediction?
I will vomit in my mouth if I were to pick what I was talking about at the beginning. So I'm not going to do that. I will say Dodgers in, let's go seven, baby. Let's make this a seven game series.
I'm going to say Dodgers in six. I think Dodgers are able to make it happen. I think they win in six games.
Yeah, I can't. I'm not picking the Yankees. Even if I think they have a clear advantage in the starting rotation, I'm not gonna. Those words are not coming out of my mouth. 869-1240 is the IHOP hotline. You can reach it for one more full segment here on Sports Daily. We're coming right back on a Thursday. Don't go away.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.